Back in December, when a social media influencer started alleging fraud in Minnesota's child care programs, Republican state lawmakers took credit for helping him. Now, after weeks of a federal immigration enforcement surge that led to two deaths, major disruptions, and thousands of arrests, Minnesota Democrats are blaming their Republican colleagues for the ordeal. Minnesota Public Radio's Dana Ferguson reports.
It was in December when a YouTube content creator with his phone in hand knocked on the doors of Minneapolis daycare centers. Nick Shirley was looking for children, trying to prove that Somali-American-run daycares were inflating enrollment to get more money from the state.
Answer the question, are there children? There's no children inside this building.
Potentially. The claims, some false, some already under investigation, got a lot of attention. And some Minnesota Republicans said they helped bring it about, including Harry Niska, the party's floor leader in the state house.
This has been something that we have been ready and willing to provide information to anyone who wants to pursue this, including some of the information that ended up in that video.
Fraud has been a problem in some state-funded programs. Scores of people had already been convicted in a years-long investigation. But Shirley's video went from Minnesota to the White House. Within days, Democratic Governor Tim Walz dropped his bid for re-election to focus on the problem, pleasing Republicans who had called for his resignation. It was just the start of a traumatic ordeal for the state. Thousands of federal agents arrived, detained immigrants, and some citizens. One of them killed Renee Macklin Good. Protests rippled across the city. The Trump administration announced a federal surge, including immigration agents, and pointed to fraud. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
The Trump administration has activated thousands of federal agents, doubled the number of U.S. attorneys in the DOJ office in Minneapolis, and surged resources to hold fraudsters accountable and demand
Minnesota
justice.
Democrats blame their Republican colleagues for what followed.
The pretext was caused by the action of the Republicans.
That's State Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy last week.
I think the fraud issue was a pretext for this president to do what we have seen now as fairly lawless, violent, and in cases, reckless actions against the people of Minnesota.
Now the spotlight has shifted.
Immigration definitely overshadows fraud.
Catherine Pearson is a political science professor at the University of Minnesota.
It has backfired on Minnesota Republicans, I think in several ways, in terms of sort of voters' attitude, in terms of which party is better able to handle immigration.
House Democratic leader Zach Stevenson says anti-fraud efforts have actually been undermined, as some of the federal prosecutors working on it have resigned in the wake of the ICE surge.
This has crippled our fraud response, and Minnesotans should be outraged by that.
But Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Damith, a Republican who's running for governor, says the fraud issue and immigration are not connected.
So if it took a YouTuber, an independent YouTuber, to get the word out and get Minnesotans to know what was actually going on, and then the national attention, that is good for Minnesota because it was our tax dollars that were stolen.
While they're still disputing who's to blame for the last 2 months, state lawmakers are starting a legislative session this week where fraud and immigration will top the agenda. For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in St. Paul, Minnesota.